Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I never hear that song without thinking about Cliff Inico. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and Cliff Inico is our guest and sharp dressed man. Cliff, that's every time I hear that song, I think about you.
Yeah, because I look like those two guys. I mean, I think that's
stick,
part of the
stick,
secret.
Stick pin, you know, a top
right,
hat,
yeah.
The cane, the whole thing. I think about you, Cliff. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the eBay Marketing Bible. That's just one. Also, the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book. Also, the eBay Answer Book. You starting to get the picture here?
Yeah, I write a lot about eBay, that's for sure.
And a little trend there, folks. But he's an attorney. He's one of the resident attorneys in the Brain Trust. But right now we're talking about incubators, right, Cliffy? Because
we're talking about incubators. Let's talk about what makes a good incubator, because a lot of incubators turn out not to get any results. I think that's the thing. There's a lot of wasted time sometimes. They become almost like these horrible little social clubs where a lot of people get together and they have a cocktail party every week and whatever, but nothing really gets done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important. There's two things I think. If you're going to set up an incubator, the one thing I think is you got to focus on a niche. So, for example, information technology, telecommunications, food companies, e-commerce companies, you know, online retailers. Don't try to be all things to all people. You know what you're, you know, if you have a particular expertise in a certain thing where you can help people in a certain industry, that's the industry that you should be focusing on.
I've seen that happen before, and I've seen it happen both ways, but you're right. A lot of times you'll see a tech incubator.
Right. That's correct.
But also, I have seen food service incubators.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There are some of those around where the people come and they build an incubator and you go and you share a kitchen. They actually
exactly.
You know, those are incubators, and that's a little bit of a different model from the one where you reside. You know, you actually office in the building, so to speak. These kitchen incubators. You stay home, but when it's your time to cook, you show up at the kitchen and it's your kitchen for a while. You know, you're
correct.
Fully cooked.
Yeah,
that's one thing. But then there's the third option, Cliff, and I've seen this work too. And that's where everybody in the building have no connection to industry. I mean, whatever industry you're in, you can show up and be part of this. I've seen it happen all three ways.
Yeah, well, the food service thing, the biggest hurdle for any startup food service company, and we talked about this before, is getting a legal kitchen that complies with all the Board of
mm-hmm.
Health rules and stuff like that. I mean, most of us, we have very clean kitchens in our homes, but most of them would not qualify as a commercial kitchen.
Nor do they have the scale that you need.
Correct. That's exactly right. They can't do, you know, if you get a corporate client that wants, you know, dinner for 500 people, you know,
right.
you can't do that.
Or if you're turning out sauce or cookies or cheese straws or something to serve grocery store orders, that kind of thing, you're going to have scale for that. And that's what these are for. So there are a number of different business incubators, different kinds out there. But I agree with you. Many of them are focused on incubators. Now, have you ever seen an incubator that was for lawyers?
Well, believe it or
is
not.
Is that legal? Is that, would that be legal, Cliff? Isn't that against a law to encourage attorneys? I don't know.
Well, you know, a lot of us have. I mean, I have a virtual law firm here in Connecticut. There are six attorneys that I refer business to on a regular basis in disciplines that I don't myself do. So patent lawyer, for example. I don't do patent work for my clients,
mm-hmm.
but I work with a very good patent attorney. I actually had a patent agent here in Connecticut. So the idea is that I can provide the full range of services to my clients cost effectively, but we don't share the same space. We're not trying to create a virtual law firm. I guess I would advise clients, lawyers, not to get involved in an incubator for the simple reason that people might mistake you for a partnership. So if you and I have desks adjoining each other and we're constantly talking to each other, and I commit malpractice, I botch up a client's job, you could very well get caught up in that lawsuit as well, because the guy's going to think, "Hey, we're partners, and partners all go down together when one of them screws up."
That makes it tough to band together in these kind of incubators. So, all right. So, what else do we need to know about incubators?
Okay, well, incubators, I guess the other thing we need to know is that if you're going to set up an incubator, there has to be some way of measuring performance and getting results. You don't want situations where people are just kept playing
This is where you are the incubator owner. You're the host of the incubator.
You're the host of the incubator.
Okay, yeah.
Right, or you're the company that's managing
a franchisor would create a product, a franchise product to sell. Go ahead.
That's right, exactly right. You got so many months to make this thing work, but if it doesn't work out, you got to hand the keys back and go on and do something else with your life. You know, is the idea, and it's tricky because sometimes, as we all know, you hit bumps on the entrepreneurial road. We all have unexpected surprises, and that's where you got to stay on top of things. Picking winners is really the hardest thing when you're an incubator owner. You know,
interesting that being an incubator owner, launching an incubator, hosting an incubator of entrepreneurs is an entrepreneurial event itself, adventure itself.
Yes, it is. It is very much so.
It's called
entrepreneurship build-up. You're really holding it. I mean, like we all hold ourselves out as entrepreneurial experts, Jim.
Yeah.
There, you're really putting your money on the line.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to help you, Mr. Owner, develop winning companies, and I can pick the winners from the losers, and I know more than anybody else does. That you're really putting that reputation on the line there.
Everything you ever want to know about an incubator, folks, you can read in an article that Cliff wrote about this. So you're thinking of starting a small business incubator. Cliff, tell us how they can find that quickly.
Okay, well, you can get that at my website. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. Cliff Inico and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.